Hello, today we have the 18th of December. My name is Kurt Metkates from the German Rock Association. And I'm talking with the singer of the Finnish band Valtari, Katri Hatakka. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Katri, I got the CD single, Life Without Love.
Yeah.
It's an upcoming release, the same as the CD. Is this the same title?
The versions, you mean? They are not the same band will be. They are like a little bit earlier mixes of the songs.
To make some appetite, I guess.
Yes, the single in Finland has been this song One Day.
Yes.
It's a radio edit of the song.
It sounds very familiar, and as I saw in your history, you are making a lot of special crazy versions, even from the Beatles and Madonna.
Yeah.
And, okay, we in Germany know Finnish people are often a little bit crazy, but this sounds very fresh and very good. You have two versions of the song, Life Without Love. They are really different. The first one is very fast.
Yeah.
And the second one is really warm, glowing, and it's with a scratching, like an old record. Can you tell me something about this song?
Yeah, it's a version of Faith No More, Billy Gould.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to make a remix of the song in San Francisco, so it sounds really like a warm weather in San Francisco.
You sing a little bit in the style like the singers as David Bowie sound in the late 60s and the early 70s.
Okay.
I
wouldn't mind because I love him.
What do you think? Is it positive to do such things, or do you think it's necessary to create always new styles, looking for special places never a person had been before? Or do you say, okay, I'm sounding like this and I sing like this? What are your thoughts about all those stuff?
I think it's very good always to try to find something new, of course. But, for example, we have had like 4 years break now, so but it's nice to just do some simple, nice riffs and songs. So this time we just enjoyed making music, you know. And it's not so good to be too serious always.
This is a really fresh stuff. I heard it in the car, really loud, and I guess it should be played loud.
Yes, of course. I got most of the good music.
The second one, One Day, a radio mix, I think it's even better for me because it's more tough. Is this the way the whole CD will be, or what can we expect?
I think the CD is going to be like a mixture of these two songs. They are both kind of approaching for music. Mm-hmm. More like a rocky songs and then more like a Pro Tools heavy stuff as well, with all the technology in it.
Do we find some ballads on it?
There will be one ballad, yes.
Uh-huh. You had been in autumn in the studios to mix the CD. When will it come out?
Beginning of the year, late February.
And when can we see you live in Germany again?
Yeah, sometime during spring, I hope. It's under work and it's... I hope we're going to come already in spring.
Valtari was founded in 1986, so I guess you have a great experience after changing all the members and during all the times. What do you say about the business today and about the stuff to copy music from the internet? And what is your experience in this way?
I think it's kind of necessary development in technology and stuff like this, you know. You can't just struggle against that, you know. It's so hard to handle.
But as a little band, is it bad for you or is it good for you that everyone has the possibility to listen to your sounds in the net?
I don't know. Somehow I think it any public is good public. You know, any way to spread the music to anywhere, of course it's not bad. Maybe business-wise, but not otherwise. I think it's, in a way, it's a very good promotion for a small band, to see it only in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. So you would like to have a lot of visitors on your homepage?
Of course, www.valtari.net.
With the members now, what do you say? Will you continue this way, or are you open for other experiences? Or is this
we
a typical...
We are always open for other experiences. You know, last project what we have with this was... We were having kind of experimental death metal project in National Opera in Finland with 150 dancers on stage and stuff like this.
What an experience.
Yeah, so it's this kind of music has nothing to do with the last album's music. You know, we play like a real fast grindcore death metal, whatever.
That's the problem in Germany. We need a case for every style, and in the official paper we saw funcore. Okay, that may be one side, but I know most of the Finnish musicians have a lot of other things going on. And
But I make most of the projects under the name of Walter. We just want to do different kind of things because I don't see any reason why to build a new project for different styles, you know. Mm-hmm. It's with Walter we can always make everything.
This opera project was under the name from Walter?
Yes.
Was it shown somewhere in the TV or so?
Yeah, it was shown in Finnish TV, yes, once.
Is there any chance to see this stuff around the world?
Not at the moment, because it was only for Helsinki Opera, but maybe in future, you'll never know.
As a musician, if I was someone to tell you you have one wish free as a musician for the year 2004, what would you like to get?
To get George W. Bush out.
Okay, we leave this uncommented. Okay, Kathy, hope that you sell a lot of copies, and I wish you all the best. Hope we speak us again.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.